This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
The same thing that goes into most every decision that we just try to communicate with, you know, the staff and personnel staff and training staff and see where we are with the player and how much he's getting, how much work he's getting in practice. And I think that volume's good and being able to come back and have a good day in the red zone. And we're just trying to track what this may look like in the season for veteran players that we have. I think good experience with just in the end trying to get each player exactly what they need to be ready for the season. And then also once you get into the season where things are at week to week.
That was Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel out in Minnesota today before joint practice action, which, based on the sounds of things, or at least the tweets of things, not going great. Didn't go great for the Patriots. Yeah, more downs than ups, if I'm reading generally positive.
Definitely more downs.
Yeah. Twitter assessments coming out of there. Drake May, 16 of 25, according to Andrew Callahan, 6 sacks. Does that say that right?
It just says 6 sacks, yes.
That's right. I'm not mystery. That's not a typo.
That's what they're saying. Now, you know, there's some will say there were some coverage sacks. So it's hard to know exactly.
I don't care.
Okay.
Because if you get to the regular season and you're sacked 25% of the time, because Dan Ball, I know you're the math guy around here, sacks in 25 pass attempts, that's about one in every four pass attempts you're sacked.
My understanding, based on my research, is that is not good.
Yeah. And the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
But these are like in preseason and in these joint practices as well, when you put them down for like 6 sacks, is that they're not obviously Drake May dragged to the ground, but these are... On that play, a sack would have been viable.
Well, yes.
That was trending towards being a sack.
Right. But, you don't know. He could have escaped the sack, ran around, and maybe avoided the sack. But in this environment, yes, that is a
sack. Yeah, he is one of the best second reaction quarterbacks in football.
Number nine, baby.
That's it. There you go.
I will also say, I have spent a lot of time, you guys know, on the Hill with a lot of these people that are tweeting and their assessments. Yeah. And they generally are pretty positive. They generally give the benefit of the doubt. So if
I would agree.
If I read 6 sacks, you know what that tells me? 7 or 8. Because I think there were a couple that they kind of brushed off and let him step up, slide, throw. And I'd go, I don't know that he would have really done that in a game situation. So 6 to me is an alarmingly big number. Yes, Dan Ball.
I also thought it was interesting. All of them mentioned in different play. Oh, well, he had a couple of long completions, a couple long touchdowns, which, again, is, and we saw the same thing a couple weeks ago, Pop Douglas, you know, off schedule, able to hit him. There's nothing about the quick passes, the easy passes, moving the offense up the field, the thing that, at least for me personally, worries me about him the most.
So can I just tell you, Fitzy, and if Fitzy is right when he says, you know, Trayvon Henderson had this nice 70-yard touchdown.
Yep.
So it was about a 5-yard throw.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit. And it was a busted coverage.
Yep.
And so that's, you know, that factor that in. It wasn't like, you know, between two defenders, beautiful, placed it in the bucket. It was an easy throw because it was a busted coverage to a guy that is faster than everyone on the field.
Yeah. And I would say things like that can happen when you have good athletes. That's great.
Yep.
Drake May can do it. Trayvon Henderson can do it. All these guys can do it. It's not a sustainable way to play offense and to live. You have to be able, I said it weeks ago, make the easy one. Look like you're a functioning off. We know what Josh McDaniels wants to do, right? There's going to be a short passing game. There's going to be an intermediate passing game. There's going to be screens. There's going to be those things. You have to hit those functionally. And I haven't seen those get hit often enough at a high level for the last week plus now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in various.
A lot of that's the line, guys. That, again. Well,
yep, 100%. When I read that Will Campbell, 2 sacks allowed, Jared Wilson at least 1, there were some holding calls, like, that's a problem. And I'm not saying this Minnesota team is without talent, and I'm also not saying that maybe they're not more try-hard under Brian Flores. That's the narrative that's come out. Garrett Bradbury said, oh, I've seen teams come in here and get decimated.
Because of all the blitzing they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say this. I will look a little differently at this if they go out and fix the problems from today in tomorrow's practice.
Correct. And so just to put it in perspective, what they were planning to do today, I heard Vrabel say a lot of full field stuff, so not a lot of red zone situational. And also the situational stuff, one thing he noted they would be doing that Kevin O'Connell likes to work on is second and long.
Which, back on track.
Haven't heard a lot of that over my years where, like, there was a specific segment, like, you know, we're going to really work on second and long. And Vrabel said, like, get half the yardage, get back on track, get to third and manageable. Yeah. So those are some of the parameters of what they're doing today. But that 6 sacks just jumps off the page.
Does the 2 interceptions and 2 pick sixes by Josh Dobbs, are we concerned about our backup quarterback?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't really care.
You don't think the backup quarterback might be in play if Drake May, you know, got hurt?
Well, he's
some games.
Yeah. But if Drake May gets hurt, then I'm gonna, you know, fold up the tent, pack it up, and call it a season.
Okay. Let's go, Celtics.
I don't know. This is the only time you're ever gonna talk about a backup quarterback to me is in training camp. So I think it's noteworthy that Josh Dobbs threw up all over himself today.
Yeah.
Because that's the guy that's been around for a while, and you know what? He's one good hit away from being our starting quarterback.
So would you rather
have Josh Dobbs experience if the last 5 years of NFL watching and fandom are to be any sort of indicator? He'll come in 1 week like, oh, here comes Josh Dobbs after an injury, and he'll look amazing the next week, and then 3 weeks later or 2 weeks later, 4 picks. And I think that's literally happened, like whether it was the Cardinals or another team. I do apologize for not remembering exactly which team it was, but that's what you're signing up for with him. And as far as these one-on-ones and some of the other drills go, just, you know, on the commercial break, check out some of the throws that Drake May was making to Steph Diggs and the absolute roller skates that Steph Diggs.
Well, it was one-on-ones, which isn't team, so it's a lot easier.
I am also looking to divine some or any positives because I feel like I'm at a coffee shop with 75-year-olds right now. It's like, oh my God, the weather's awful. Love the offensive line. Yes, it's bad. These are problems. There's a ton of problems to work on, but we got to divine a couple of positives out here. Like Steph Diggs had reconstructive surgery 9 months ago, and he's smoking DBs out there in long passes from Drake May. Good sign.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I told Tom Curran I don't manufacture opinions. I'm not going to start now. So if the reality is that it's raining and it's windy out, I'm going to sit in the coffee shop and say, I hope the weather gets better tomorrow, but today really sucks. Yeah. It's rainy and windy, and I feel like that's what this is. And, you know,
I'll be honest real quick about Steph Diggs. Mm-hmm. I need to see him more.
Yes.
Flash. I mean, the practice against the Commanders we were at, he was late getting to the field, and then he hardly participated. He didn't play in the preseason game, so I need to see more Steph Diggs, so it's hard for me to get all worked up in a one-on-one drill when you have a unnamed corner in press coverage getting sizzled by Steph Diggs. Most of them would. That doesn't, you know, get me going. Like based on the evidence leading up to the, you know, up to today's camp.
And the pessimistic view, maybe, but I can't envision Fitzy. And I think he looks great physically. He's definitely ahead of where I thought physically. I expected we were going to be having debates about PUP leading into camp and then right. about whether right. active for the first game.
Right.
I'm assuming mm-hmm. he's going to be active and on the field for the first game, but he is still a 30-something receiver coming off an ACL, so I can't count on him to simply carry the offense, to go out there and be Randy Moss and say, everything else will just come from Stephon Diggs, and that's my concern. And I get right. it. You don't have Stevenson out there. You don't have Hunter Henry out there. There's aspects of your offense which may not be elite in their own right, but at least they're your best, mm-hmm. and they're not out there. So there are reasons for this that you could kind of put it all into perspective. That being said, it's not good. It's just like I said Friday night was a positive, even though it came against backups. It's still a positive. You went out there. You competed. You executed. You scored points. Drake May made some good decisions running the ball. I'm going to give you credit for that because I would crap all over you if you didn't do that, right? Oh, you went against backups and you still couldn't do anything. The flip is true today. I have to acknowledge what happened on a football field today in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And what you put forth as an offense isn't good enough. I believe Mike Vrabel would put a lot of today's practice in that third bucket. Bleep, that'll get you beat. Six sacks, bleep, that'll mm-hmm. get you beat. Turnovers, bleep, that'll get you beat. And he wants to cut down on bleep, that'll get you beat. And we're halfway through August.
Well, nice 50-yard touchdown pass from Dobbs to Javon Baker, who obviously has been hearing the lavish amounts of Efton Chisholm III praise and wants to turn that into a bit of a competition. When you go up and win and make big plays like that, earn yourself some first-team reps, that'll make it a competition. So, again, just looking not to be blindly optimistic or be wearing Patriots-tinted glasses, just looking for some of the positives amidst the disappointment of the this was also anticipated. I think all of us in the room thought, yeah, this line, which is still patchwork at best, is going to struggle against Brian Flores, even when somebody, a starter, and a very good starter like Van Ginkle, wasn't even out on the field today.
Oof. Van Ginkle, I forgot. He plays for the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Sneaky good.
Oh, not even sneaky. When he was with the Dolphins, my goodness, I forgot Van Ginkle. That guy,
he's fast.
Always beat up the Patriots.
Fast.
Yep. You know, it's. I do still think I would way rather them go out there and throw up all over themselves against this kind of defense and this kind of team, even though it doesn't really feel like it builds confidence. You know, I don't. The United States men's hockey team played Russia in a little friendly before the Olympics, got mm-hmm. their asses kicked. But at least they knew what to expect, and when they played them for real, I think there's a huge benefit in going out there and even getting your ass kicked for a young offense like the Patriots have.
I also think there's something to be said or speculated about that. I thought there were times where Drake May looked really good. I thought they had a good practice against Washington. I think there's a chance Josh McDaniels has turned the dial up, has ramped things up and said, okay, we laid a foundation. You guys look like you're actually getting this crap. Well, guess what? That was 101. Now we need to get to 201 and 301 because the season's coming. So there could be that factor in this, not just the defense you're going against, but maybe they're trying to do different things and ramp it up a little bit. And maybe some of the players are like, whoa, head spinning a little bit. I got the first stuff, but now we got to move forward. Yeah. So I am not ready. As I said yesterday, I'm not ready to say offense stinks, team stinks, Drake May stinks. But I'm also not ready to just go, ah, it's August, it's preseason, it's practice, mm-hmm. nothing to worry about.
That means
here.
Something.
It's a blend of the two.
Two things. One, to let the audience know, 4:30, we'll actually have somebody who was out at the joint practices calling in, our pal and frequent Six Rings and Football Things guest, Mike Dussault from Patriots.com. So we'll get a fresh perspective from boots on the ground coming up within the hour, boys. And number two, here's something where I am officially ready to ring the alarm and the warning bell, guys. Carlton Davis just walked off the field at the start of joint practices.
Yep.
The hell is that all about?
No Christian Gonzalez, and then Carlton Davis was there five minutes.
He participated in all the team.
Oh, he did?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so he came
did
back.
He? Yes.
Because I saw the initial Phil Perry tweet walked off the field.
Right. No, he came back. And
do we know why he walked off?
I do not.
Because I continue to say something seems weird with him.
I agree. Something is off.
From all the way back.
Totally agree.
And this just adds to it. Even that he came back is good.
Yep.
The fact that he walked off is bad.
The fact that he came back is good. If he didn't come back, then I'd be like, well, what are we doing here?
But also, like any other player, if they walked off right now, I wouldn't look at the same as Davis because I hold the rest of it against him, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Like some
guy
could have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had Mexican last night. He's got to run off, go to the bathroom, come back.
It happens, man.
But if Carlton Davis goes off, I go, what's going on here?
Because his behavior is not consistent with a guy that feels like he's bought in or committed.
Yes.
That's what it feels like.
And we're counting on him.
And we're very much counting on him.
And we have this tandem that we think could be one of the best cornerback tandems in football.
Correct.
But we have to have faith because we've never actually really seen it on a football field together in the summer.
I feel like he's a veteran that's being who feels like, you know what, I know they need me.
Yeah.
They need me. And so I'm gonna kind of take advantage of this situation.
You know what that sounds like? Entitlement.
Yeah.
You know what Vrabel said he was getting rid of?
Entitlement.
Entitlement. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not great. Anyway. That's going to do it for the quick recap of practice. As Fitzy said, 4:30, we will talk to Mike Dussault, Patriots.com, get his perceptions and reactions to what went right and what went wrong for Drake May in the offense today. Fitzy also touched on his boy Efton Chisholm. Well, he's getting some love. Brian Baldinger breaking down Efton Chisholm. I'm still dubious, and I still think another receiver is going to make this team over Efton Chisholm. That's a little Efton Chisholm talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Think about the history of slot receivers in Josh McDaniels' office. Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, and now maybe Efton Chisholm. He runs all the same routes that all those guys did 30 seconds ago in the half. Here he is in a slot, little cover two trap right here, bam, catches everything. You watch the touchdown right here. Here he is in a slot right here. Very popular route combination. These crossers with the flare by the back, and he catches it, and then he just runs away from the defender. I don't care what quarter this was in and who he played against.
Baldy.
Baldy seems like he likes him some Efton Chisholm.
I like this style. Ooh-wee. I like Baldy's style.
I'm going to ask
Baldy.
Him about
just
that.
Kinda, yeah.
The finger makes me uncomfortable. The thing that's pointing in the wrong direction.
Well, we all have
no,
that.
His finger.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
It's a secret weapon for a lot of us. You know
Can
what I'm
you
saying?
Can you not fix it?
Why would I want to fix it? You know what I'm saying? Huh?
I don't know
hey
what you're
now.
Saying.
Hey, huh? Hey now. Hey,
oh. Okay. Okay.
You know, why?
That just
why?
Took a turn.
It was like a... It's like it was a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
For me and
your
golf,
you must get some extra power on that golf swing.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's talking about golf right now.
I'm not pretty sure he's not golf. Either, but he probably yells four.
So, Fitzy, you declared
boom,
yesterday.
Boom, boom.
You guaranteed that Efton Chisholm was going to make the roster.
I stamped, certified, signed, sealed, delivered, Dunsky. Yeah.
Your boy Baldy. Seems to like him, some Efton Chisholm. What was that very last? But I don't care what quarter it's
in.
Yeah,
I don't care who he's playing against.
Yeah, he kind of, you know,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't care. As long as you're running the routes. He's doing the, Welker, Amendola, Edelman. Hey, this guy's running the same routes thing. Absolutely.
I think between the three, he does look the most like Amendola. His route running most reminds me of Amendola, especially that up and under thing he does where he goes up and ducks underneath the cornerback. Like, that's just straight up out of the Danny Amendola playbook.
It's route. Can we just, as a show, just say route?
Yeah, it's route one.
Route one.
But it's a route.
He's a great route runner, but he runs routes.
Nope, route runner.
No, route runner.
It's just route.
It's a route runner.
Football routes. They run routes. You got a route tree, not a root tree.
Yeah, no, it's a small thing.
I mean, a tree has roots, but that's a totally different thing. It's a route tree. So, now we're just going down a rabbit hole. Let's go go to the poll today for the show at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. Do you expect rookie free agent wide receiver Efton Chisholm to make the Patriots opening day roster? The options, Fitzy, were yes, no, and then a nod to our large co-host.
Are you out of your mind?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were going to play it, Stiz. Well done. So, Fitzy, what do you think the results are today?
Yes at 53%.
You are a more influential orator than you even believe. 79% of Patriots fans now expect Efton Chisholm to make the roster.
Welcome
19
to my side of the street. We've got cookies.
It's called the wrong way. It's a wrong way street. 19% say no, and 2% say, are you out of your mind?
That's a nod to Ted.
So, Fitzy, you brought up a guy that I think was interesting that you were the one that brought him up, because I think he's the guy that could bump your guy, Efton Chisholm, to the practice squad. His name is Javon Baker. He has been, in my opinion, the totality of training camp. Training camp. He has been a better wide receiver. He's made more plays. He's shown up, shown out.
Special teams.
And guess what? This is going to sound weird. Efton Chisholm doesn't play special teams. And what I mean by that is he's a returner. This team is loaded with returners. You got Marcus Jones. You got Travion Henderson. You got Antonio Gibson. So,
yeah, he's not a gunner like Javon Baker would be.
Right. Javon Baker can fill out key roles on punt coverage, kickoff return as a sixth and or seventh receiver, however we want to break this down. And as much as it matter or doesn't matter, he was a draft pick a year ago. I know we sometimes kind of put that in these equations, even though Jalen Polk, it doesn't feel like it's going to save his ass.
Yeah, I think it's something to factor in.
Yeah, so I think Javon Baker is going to make this team, and he could be the one that pushes Efton Chisholm to where I believe he'll go.
Practice squad.
Straight to the Patriots practice squad. I don't think he'll get claimed by anybody.
You know what? And that's to say that he might not. I think that's what's going to happen. I think he'll go to the practice squad to start the year.
Yeah.
My guess is someone's going to get hurt, and they will bring him up. But to start the season, if everyone's healthy, my feeling, my gut tells me that he's on the practice squad. That doesn't mean he's not can't be a viable, productive, professional wide receiver someday. I just don't think they will do it to start the season.
But if another team were to claim him, that's my fear, is that another team is going to say, again, I'll go back to the 2019 Berrios thing, that another team claims him and says, you know what, we don't have that kind of quickness. We don't have that little dude on our team and a potential dynamite returner, so we're going to claim him. Does that mean that team has to put him on the 53?
Correct. So they have to put a guy on their 53 who hasn't practiced with them one day.
Right. Which coaches care about these days.
Yeah.
Maybe more than ever. If you look at rosters and practice squads and that cut down, practice squads now, it's like, I think it's 16, and like 12 of them, 13 of them, we're in camp with the team. Like, teams don't look for new talent. They look for the guy they've been working with for weeks and months.
It'd be odd for a team to bring in a wide receiver and have him be starting on your week one roster when he hasn't even practiced your system at all.
And perhaps there could be a team, though, that had bid in that bidding process that led the Patriots to outbid everyone, giving him $259,000 guaranteed to come in and be a camp participant.
Bid for an undrafted. They had a chance. Bid,
right.
They had how many rounds are there? Seven rounds.
There's seven.
They had seven chances.
You got a three-year deal, Ted. And you got a nice chunk of change to come in and practice and play around with the Patriots and do the things he's done that have put social media in Pat's Nation ablaze. Another team could easily another team that bid on him that didn't win out could say, okay, now the Patriots did all this work for us, and now we see why we wanted to bid $200,000 on him. Thank you very much, Mike Vrabel, Todd Downing, Josh McDaniels. He looks like he's ready for us.
And I would also say, Ted, if he's on the practice squad, I don't even know if it'll take an injury for him to get bumped up.
That's true.
I think there's a chance Josh says
certain games, matchups.
Matchups, or just, you know what? DeMario Douglas is not the traditional slot guy I like. This guy is more like what I like, and now I've worked with him for 6 months, and now he's up to speed, and he's ready for the role.
That's fair.
And I don't rule out him being on the practice squad, being on the roster. Hell, I don't rule out him having a role with this team at some point. I just think if you're putting your best 53 players together and putting your best practice squad together, guys you can get through. Javon Baker is an example. If you cut him, Fitzy, there may be a team that said, ooh, we did have a fourth-round grade on him last year, and he's playing special teams. And yeah, but nothing, same as Efton Chisholm. He's done nothing either. So two guys that have done
so
nothing.
Up and down. The maturation process has thankfully begun, or so it seems, with Javon Baker in the last couple weeks, and that's probably from getting a face full of Vrabel for months at a time. And a cursory check of the replies to a tweet I put out on our last commercial break saying Baker versus Chisholm for the final receiver spot should be interesting the next 2 weeks. The majority of people that replied all keep saying the same thing. Baker's special teams value should give him the edge over, except there are the ones who ask, well, why can't we keep both?
Well, you can. But, I mean, there's a numbers crunch. And it's also another thing. If you have a bunch of bad receivers, why do you want to keep more of them, not less?
That's the thing.
So we have to keep in mind.
You realize we're arguing over the seventh wide receiver on a team that has not the best wide receivers.
It's like bottom. Didn't we agree on it at one point? It's like bottom five in the league.
Right.
So bottom five group of wide receivers. We're going to keep an extra one. We're going to keep an extra one around who's not that good. It's an interesting conversation, and it's definitely, I'm surprised Brian Baldinger did a breakdown on it. That tells me that this has become a thing with the Patriots, which I do believe has something to do with
Part of it is the coaches are loving up Efton Chisholm.
And they love him.
So.
But they also need to make the right decision. They need to put the best players out there. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to our
Efton. And real quick, can I just tell you?
Sure.
They might be loving up Efton Chisholm, not because they love Efton Chisholm. Belichick did this all the time. Jimmy Garoppolo versus Tom Brady. It was more to tweak the guys behind them than it is to really lift up the player they're pumping up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, these coaches play games all the time.
All the time.
Absolutely.
All the time.
617.
And you know what? And it works.
7797937. If you want to react to Efton Chisholm. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, ESPN put out another interesting list. It's best and worst case scenarios for every team in the NFL, which means you're Patriots. So we're going to talk about that. We're also, Stiz has been on my butt, wants to update our projected wins totals based on everything that's gone on the last couple days, including 6 sacks of Drake May in practice. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.